Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine and Evolve Digital present the Evolve Live Podcast with host Howard Holley, Evolve Magazine publisher. Each podcast features leaders from the business world, civic organizations, or government talking about current issues and challenges and opportunities to shine a light on success.
Welcome to the Evolve Live Podcast. I am Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. Each episode offers listeners an inside view about the issues, challenges, and opportunities business owners, entrepreneurs, and civic leaders face from a variety of voices. One of our focuses is on overcoming adversity as a key component of achieving success, and we're going to talk about that with our guest today, who is Ramon Peralta. Ramon is founder and creative editor of Peralta Design. Peralta holds a BFA in visual arts and an honorary doctorate, which I did not know, Ramon, from the University of Bridgeport. He has a Tuck Executive Business MBE alumni. He is an alumni of the Tuck Executive Business MBE program. And he's developed a passion for entrepreneurship and launching brands. He was the senior art director in the startup team behind Priceline.com. And he also serves as chief creative advisor for Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity. He's a volunteer with Junior Achievement, speaks to underprivileged youth, serves on various nonprofit boards, and is a mentor for Reset Social Trust and Sacred Heart University. Ramon, you sound like a busy man. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Howard.
No, I appreciate your being on. And I've known Ramon for some time. We were just reminiscing that it's been a while since we've been face-to-face, but then I was reminded it's been a while since anybody has been face-to-face. So let's get started. My first question to you, Ramon, is really about your journey to becoming an entrepreneur and business owner. And, you know, did you have a vision for that? Or if not, tell me how you got to where you are today.
Right. I did not have a vision for it. Honestly, my company was born in adversity. You know, I was laid off. I was part of the big wave of layoffs in 2008, you know, during the last big economic crisis. And it was during that moment that I really had no choice but to start my own company because I received two calls in 10 months. Nobody was hiring during that time.
Yeah,
got and, that. And, you know, I was pushed out of the nest. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. And so, but where you are today, since you didn't plan to be there, how would you say you got to where you are? Tell me what's pulled you through to where you are today, because as you know, many businesses don't make 5 years. You have, you're continuing to grow, you've branched out. I'm going to explore more about that. But what would you say is the thread that's led you to where you are?
Well, I think that as far as entrepreneurial inspiration, my dad, you know, as an immigrant, came here and started his own auto repair business where I used to work as a kid. But I knew that wasn't the path I wanted to follow. But I think that planted a seed in me that we lived in a country where you could start your own business and that there were resources available to help you do that. And I found myself in a position after being laid off of my initial reaction was find another job because I had already kind of had my business going on on the side. And I think what a lot of people do that have these aspirations but are afraid to do it full time is that they'll have a side gig or they'll moonlight. And in the environment that I was working in at Walker Innovations, it was one that you could you were required, in fact, to have an LLC. You almost had to be ready to become a 1099 employee because we were launching that brand so rapidly that you could be an employee one day and a consultant the next day. So I was positioned as a company, but I became comfortable with the steady paycheck that came every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that crutch, if you will, kind of enabled me to continue on moonlighting much longer than I probably should have. But once that ended, once I was laid off and I received the severance package, it was almost like that hourglass got flipped over and I had 6 months of severance to figure out what am I going to do next.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say you've done a good job with that. You and I have had a lot of deep discussions about the value proposition that you offer to clients and everything. And so tell me a bit about the business today and the impact that the coronavirus pandemic has had on your business.
Yes. Well, I mean, I will say that when I did that soul searching, I kind of realized that, everything I had done up to, that point, working with Jay, starting companies, had prepared me to start my own company, and it forced me to look at the crisis of 08 and say, okay, if I've been displaced, there are many other people displaced that want to start their companies. They became my target. So that's how, you know, I grew the business in the early stages. Now, when COVID happened, you know, over the last couple of years now, you know, and by the way, we're all exhausted and eager for human interaction and so forth. So I've been involved in a lot of hybrid type meetings, which I think we're going to see a lot more of. But it forced me in this crisis to say, okay, what do we do now to help other people that are also afraid, that are also don't know what to do, and with their whether their careers or their businesses, because a lot of companies were, you know, especially businesses that were relying on the event planning industry or trade shows, they were adversely affected. The restaurant businesses were adversely affected. So we began to put out content that was geared at helping them and keeping them motivated and keeping them inspired, and talked a lot about digital and moving over the, you know, like shifting. So I think that my theme during COVID was that shifting can be a growth engine. And so for us, putting out content, putting out a podcast during that time, I've put out over 100 2-minute videos that I put out once a week on LinkedIn that give business advice, give business tips, give business strategies. And being a beacon of hope during that dark time actually helped us grow as a company during what was a very difficult time for many.
So what I think I hear you saying, Ramon, is you started the business as a result of the adversity of being laid off in 2008.
Yes.
But to your point is you were in the midst of the Great Recession and decided to sort of leverage that situation by being offering a value proposition to other new business owners and entrepreneurs. Is that what you said?
Correct. And there are many parallels to the
pandemic. Yeah.
Because there's been, you know, like a 40% increase in the number of businesses that are launching because either, you know, they talk about the Great Resignation that's happening now, where people got used to working from home and don't want to return to the office. So they've said, okay, this is where I'm going to kind of take control of my destiny. And that's what I found myself doing in 08. It was, I was hoping that I was going to get a windfall from being around the startup space. And I saw people become millionaires with Priceline. And I was kind of hoping that something would sprinkle on me. And when I got laid off, it forced me to say, okay, I got to take matters into my own hands. And I think what happened in the pandemic is that a lot of people decided that was what it took to get them to start their own businesses. Finally, they may have been dreaming of it for a long time, but they were used to that steady paycheck, and they had their destiny in somebody else's hands. And I saw a lot of parallels to that. And so our business actually grew during the last couple of years. We had to move into bigger space because we hired more people. And it's been tremendous. It's been tremendous to help many other companies grow during this time and launch, because we saw that same type of opportunity where we saw a need out there for the services that we provide.
Yeah, that sounds great. What? Give me an idea, and our listeners an idea of the extent of that growth. I mean, if you compare 2020 to 2019, you know, most businesses suffered significant, you know, 30 to 40%, you know, revenue growth, and without PPP and disaster impact and things like that probably wouldn't exist today. So on the other hand, you're saying you grew during that time. So year over year, what type of revenue, top line revenue growth did you realize?
Well, we basically did benefit from PPP. I have to say that we were fortunate enough to have been set up with employees that were W-2, and so it was no problem for us to generate 941s and apply. And I think a lot of the most vulnerable startup companies that were keeping everyone on 1099 or paying people under the table, they suffered because they.
I would agree.
You know, especially the first round was really designed for businesses that were well established, and then in the second round they tried to really
be a little more flexible,
and give and put the money in the smaller banks and so forth. But so we were able to maintain our payroll without having to lay anyone off. But because we shifted to a new focus on digital and digital marketing and content marketing and those services, we had to grow our digital marketing team. And so we ended up hiring a few more people in that area. We actually grew from 8 to 10, and it was a total of 4 new hires because we had a couple of people that during that time found new opportunity. But we kind of got the right team in place, and we did grow. And if I would have to give a percentage, you know, it was higher than the 20% loss that most people suffered. So I would say we were probably over by 20% from where we were a year before.
Well, that's a 40% swing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. That's huge. That's huge. And again, my compliments to you. And it sounds like there's more than just doing the learning from the Great Recession and replicating that during the pandemic, but you also shifted the business model at the same time. Is that what I'm hearing too?
Yes. Well, we were for many years in the beginning. Our mantra was, it still is. We launch brands, and so that means we focus on the branding and messaging and on the digital footprint. But during COVID, we really had to add this next level, which is how do we drive traffic to those brands that we've launched, and how do we, what do you do now that you've launched it? And so that's so now we're more of a three-legged stool where we have the branding, the web development, and the digital marketing. And in the digital marketing, we focus primarily on retargeting, Facebook advertising, Google advertising, email marketing. And so that's the area that saw the most growth. And the reason I think we saw an uptick in awareness is because we practice what we preach. So because I had built such a team, I personally now had the time to record these weekly videos and then engage with people, for example, on LinkedIn. We built a channel on Instagram, so we have over 100 videos on IGTV. So that ability to stay active and stay on the radar on social, but also stay active in my local chambers. I actually joined an additional chamber during COVID, so staying active in those chambers. I got more active on boards because now I could be in more places at once because many of these meetings were on Zoom. So I joined a number of boards. I became co-chair of the Minority Business Enterprise Input Committee here in New England. I became a board member of the GNMSDC. So because I had this team established, I spent even more time in meetings. And when you do that, your network multiplies.
Yeah, engaging is the critical element of that. And it's not just, one of the things you and I have talked about, networking isn't just about being out there, it's also about being out there effectively.
Exactly.
And bringing value when you're out there. And so I usually begin to wrap up these because, as you know, doing podcasts, we've got to keep them rather short. But I usually wrap it up around adversity, and that it's a critical component of achieving success. I don't have to ask you that. I think it's been woven throughout our discussion so far. So I want to shift and pivot to something else. If you look at our Evolve and you look at any of our Greater Daytona Edition or First Coast Edition, you'll see that we have a consistent theme called community service means good business. And, one of the principles that I have, and I just want you to comment on it, is that if you do the right thing for the right reasons, you don't have to get a measurable benefit right away, right? You just go out and make a difference. Go out and help that nonprofit and help and participate in community service. When I read your profile, obviously you do that. Could you speak about the premise that I just articulated?
Yes, absolutely. I firmly believe that, I mean, it's a fact that 80% of today's consumer wants to support a brand that is in some way aligned with the social causes that they find important to them. Mm-hmm. So there's this requirement now, I think, for CEOs and business leaders to not just lead with what service offerings they have, but lead with the type of service, a different definition of the mm-hmm. word, that they're mm-hmm. doing in the community or for some global causes. I mean, mm-hmm. you look at Patagonia as a great example. Yeah. I try to follow the big guys, but Patagonia is a great example. They care so deeply about the environment that they've sewn messages into their clothing. I won't use the word, but they've sewn in the words "vote the a-holes out" right into their clothing, and people would say that's crazy, that's retail suicide. And the truth is that every time they've taken a stance on something that they believe in, their revenues have gone through the roof. So there's this requirement, I think, a responsibility, I should say, for business leaders to pay it forward, not just for the fact that you're making the world a better place, but it's become one of the differentiators now that today's consumer, especially millennials, they care deeply. They want they have so many options of where to spend and who to hire that they're looking to see, well, is this company doing something beyond what they're helping me with? Are they making the world a better place? And so we've basically said that as an agency, nobody was going to out-service us. And so I'm deeply passionate about giving back just based on my own story, right? Mm-hmm. So we have our mm-hmm. brand story. Mm-hmm. Your brand story is woven in. Everybody has a unique path. And as a son of immigrants, I benefited from summer camps where I had subsidized lunches and things mm-hmm. like that. And so now I want to help. I want to give back. You know, I want to pay it forward. And doing that as a business leader, it's important because it's also a differentiator. And I do believe it comes back to you tenfold.
So you've been listening to Ramon Peralta, the founder and creative director of Peralta Design. I think it's been a great conversation, Ramon. How can people, if they're business owners or entrepreneurs listening, and of course, we hope they are, how would they find your firm?
You can find us at www.peraltadesign.com. That's okay. PEraltaDesign. And you can also find us on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook with that same handle.
Super. Well, I want to thank you, Ramon. It's good, you know, talking and chatting with you. You still look marvelous. So likewise. Everyone, I welcome your feedback and suggestions. Let us know what you think about our podcast and about our content on our website and in our magazines. Please email us at editor@evolve-success.com. editor@evolve-success.com. Thank you, Ramon, again, and I look forward to seeing you and talking to you again. In fact, Ramon, I'm going to talk to Aaron about doing another session specifically on community service means good business, okay?
Yeah,
I think you piqued my interest here, and I think it's the mm-hmm. type of thing we could never talk too much about, okay?
Correct. Thank you for this opportunity, Howard.
Thank you, sir.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, me too. All right. Bye-bye.